Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness, Chapter 13. Text 13. I shall now explain the knowable, Krishna says, knowing which you shall taste the eternal. Brahman, the spirit, beginningless and subordinate to me, lies beyond the cause and effect of this material world. Comment. The term knowable, jaya, used here signifies, quote, the object of knowledge, about which Arjuna inquired in text 1. Srila Prabhupada clearly mentions here that there are two knowable objects. Quote, the Lord has explained the field of activities and the knower of the field. He has also explained the process of knowing the knower of the field of activities. Now he begins to explain the knowable, first the soul, and then the supersoul. By knowledge of the knower, both the soul and the supersoul, one can relish the nectar of life. End of citation from Prabhupada's purport. Text 14 through 18 will describe the supersoul as the jaya, and this text, as Srila Prabhupada explains, describes the first object of knowledge, the soul. Quote, the description of Brahman mentioned in this verse is in relation to the individual soul. And when the word Brahman is applied to the living entity, it is to be understood that he is Vijnana Brahma, as opposed to Ananda Brahma. Ananda Brahma is the supreme Brahman personality of God. Quote, end of quotation, citation. These terms, Ananda and Vijnana, refer to the discussion in text 5, where the terms Anandamaya and Vijnanamaya were discussed. Text 14 through 18, written in lofty Upanishadic style, describe the supersoul. These verses make it sound as though that which is knowable is the impersonal Brahman, until text 18, where Krishna's actual meaning becomes apparent. Srila Prabhupada, however, in each translation and purport, mercifully reveals Krishna's intention, but these verses describe the supersoul. Here's text 14. Everywhere are his hands and legs, his eyes, heads and faces, and he has ears everywhere. In this way, the supersoul exists, pervading everything. Comment. Srila Prabhupada's purport strongly confirms that this verse, which refers to the all-pervading, describes the supersoul, not the living entity. In his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 2.2.1, however, Srila Prabhupada describes that those who wish to understand this verse as referring to the living entity as all-pervading may properly do so. Quote, the kingdom of God is unlimited. Therefore, the number of the assisting hands of the Lord is also unlimited. The Bhagavad Gita 13.14 asserts that the Lord has hands, legs, eyes, and mouths in every nook and corner of his creation. This means that the expansion of differentiated parts and parcels, called jivas, or living entities, are assisting hands of the Lord, and all of them are meant for rendering a particular pattern of service to the Lord. Text 15. The supersoul is the original source of all senses, yet he is without senses. He is unattached, although he is the maintainer of all living beings. He transcends the modes of nature, and at the same time, he is the master of all the modes of material nature. 16. The supreme truth exists outside and inside of all living beings, the moving and the non-moving, because he is subtle. He is beyond the power of the material senses to see or to know. Although far, far away, he is also near to all. Comment. That Krishna described the knowable in text 16 is avigyam, unknowable, indicates that the supersoul cannot be understood by the material senses. Only by hearing with devotion from transcendental sources can he be understood. 17. Although the supersoul appears to be divided amongst all beings, he is never divided. He is situated as one. Although he is the maintainer of every living entity, it is to be understood that he devours and develops all. 18. He is the source of light in all luminous objects. He is beyond the darkness of matter and is unmanifested. He is knowledge. He is the object of knowledge. And he is the goal of knowledge. He is situated in everyone's heart. Comment. Finally, in text 18, Krishna clearly reveals the identity of the one he has been describing. The Gaya, the knowable, is the Supersoul, who is Riddhi Sarvasya, within the heart of all. Srila Prabhupada kindly informed us earlier in his translations and purports to verses 14, 15, and 17 that the Supreme Knowable Object, who has been described as unknowable, is nevertheless situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Srila Prabhupada cites several verses from the Swatasvatara Upanishad to substantiate that these Gita texts have been describing neither the living entity nor Brahman, but the Supersoul. Krishna ends his explanation of the knowable by describing to Arjuna the qualifications of one able to understand these topics. Text 19. Thus, the field of activities, the body, knowledge, and the knowable have been summarily described by me. Only my devotees can understand this thoroughly and thus attain to my nature. Comment. Krishna uses the words madbhakta to indicate that only his devotees can understand this subject. Others cannot. Srila Prabhupada confirms this, quote, the Lord has described in summary the body, knowledge, and the knowable. This knowledge is of three things, the knower, the knowable, and the process of knowing. Combined, these are called vikyan, or the science of knowledge. Perfect knowledge can be understood by the unalloyed devotees of the Lord directly. Others are unable to understand. That's the end of the quotation. Later in his purport, Srila Prabhupada provides a valuable summary of the difficult subjects described thus far in this chapter. Quoting from Prabhupada's purport. Now, to summarize, one may understand that verses 6 and 7, beginning from Mahabhutani and continuing through Chaitanya Dhriti, analyze the material elements and certain manifestations of the symptoms of life. These combine to form the body, or the field of activities. And verses 8 through 12, from Amanitvam through Tattva Gyanartha Darshanam, describe the process of knowledge for understanding both types of knowers of the field of activities, namely the soul and the supersoul. Thus, three items have been described, the field of activity, the body, the process of understanding, and both the soul and the supersoul. It is especially described here that only the unalloyed devotees of the Lord can understand these three items clearly. So for these devotees, Bhagavad Gita is fully useful. It is they who can attain the supreme goal, the nature of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. In other words, only devotees and not others can understand Bhagavad Gita and derive the desired result. The next set of verses, that was the end of the citation from Prabhupada's purport. Continuing the comment, the next set of verses, 20 through 27, explain Prakriti and Purusha, the first two topics about which Arjuna inquired. And we shall end here, continue soon, Krishna willing, Hare Krishna.